Well, hello there. This is Michelle Casto, and I help people answer the question, what would it take to be living my greatest destiny? I'm a quantum success coach, an abundance energy alchemist, an author, and a spiritual seeker just like you. And it's so good to be with you here today to come together for this quantum success activation and training that I've created especially for you. And I know you're very busy, and I'm honored that you took the time to attend this and gather with other light workers and change agents all over the world who are all looking to up-level their mindset and live their highest destiny. So my intention for tonight is to hold sacred space and serve as a catalyst as you begin to open up to receiving more of your heart's desires made manifest and activate more of that courage to start opening new doors as you move forward along your path. So I really, really love doing calls like this because it does give us a chance to come together with a common intention and do our inner work together, and that is really where the magic can happen. And we've got people from all over the United States, a couple folks from across in Europe, so thank you for joining, and welcome to everyone. And this is really exciting to be able to do this together because, you know, we are activating the quantum field for everyone's personal transformation. And I've already started working the field before the call, setting the intention. Some of you may already know me, having read one of my books, Law of Attraction for a Magical Reality, or The Destiny Discovery. Some of you may have worked privately with me in coaching, and some of you may just be new to me. But you can all find me at CoachMichelleCasto.com. I also have a private Facebook group called Quantum Success Club that you are invited to join. Either way, you are going to be treated like a VIP client, and we're going to do this activation just like I would if we were all together in like a huge stadium. So what I'd like to do to get us going is just get centered, and I like to start with a blessing. So I'll put my hand on my heart as I say for all of us. May all beings know their true divine nature. May all beings experience bliss, love, freedom, and abundance. May we come together today for the good of all. May this be so, and thank you. So have you noticed that it's no longer just a luxury to live your life authentically? It is an imperative, really, to honor what's true for you at the soul level and to make those courageous choices that bring you into alignment with your destiny. Because that is really where we experience the most happiness and personal fulfillment. And I bet as a child, many of you had dreams, and you may have even felt that you were destined to do something special. And those dreams may have been tucked away or maybe even completely forgotten as you've grown up and had to conform to the expectations of the world and your family and your spouse and your sisters and your brothers and everyone else. Yet, I bet when you allow yourself to look within, you feel that what I call the yearning undefined and may feel that there's something greater for you in store. So if any of that is ringing true, then know that you're in the right place. And I really want to invite you to take this time for you and to set aside anything else that may have your attention, shut down other things running on your computer. Take this time out to really focus on your inner connection with yourself and be fully present so that you can receive the most from this activation. And the way we'll do this, I expect this to run about 30 to 45 minutes most, and I'll end the call in silence and completion so that everybody can stay in that energy. But know if you have any questions after the call or any comments that you can reach out to me via email or on Facebook. I'll be happy to address them. So I love Greek philosophers. I consider myself a modern day philosopher, but but I really resonate with the Greeks. And Aristotle once said that where your talents and the needs of the world cross lies your calling. I really love that because I do believe that we were created for a unique reason, and that the reason is what the world needs. So there's something unique that each of you bring that is medicine, if you will, for the world. And I know for sure, and I bet you would agree, that the world certainly could use a lot more light, a lot more love, a lot more healing, inspiration, and guidance, and fun and laughter. And each of you may have something to contribute along those lines that is wanted and needed by others. So are you really aware? And just check in with your body and your heart when I ask this, that you are here to bring more light to the world. You know, really check in with yourself. Am I here to bring more light to the world? And hear your answer. Hear that heart whisper, if you will. Are you here to teach, heal, or serve humanity in some way? Maybe in a way that's greater than what you're already doing. And many of you are probably already giving your purpose and doing your purpose to some extent already. And I found that a lot of what we've done before prepares us for our greater purpose. But really listen to those heart whispers. And just know that if you're not living your destiny fully, or if you know what your destiny is but haven't been able to make a really good living at it yet, doing what you love to do, oftentimes you may need some help bridging that gap between where you are and where you want to be, and that's where someone like me can really serve to bridge that gap. So people come to me usually when they're in the second stage of what I call the destiny discovery process, which is the awareness stage. They kind of have an idea that they know they're meant to be doing something more, but they may not be completely sure about what that is. And so I can help them move through those stages more quickly so that they can get into action and really start making progress. And that's where we all need each other. We need mentors and friends and community to keep us, on this narrow path that you're choosing to walk. So tonight, you know, it's sort of an energetic gateway, and I wanted us to take advantage of that. After a pretty interesting year of 2017, a lot of changes and a lot of things with feminine leadership and women rising to find their voice and to speak their truth, I want us to walk through an energetic gateway and open a new door to your best possible future. So that is the intention for tonight's call. So having said that, let's all get comfortable and just come into presence, into your body, and just imagine that you're in one of your favorite places to relax. First, kind of setting the mental stage for that, and then beginning to access your body's connection by taking three nice deep breaths, breathing in peace and breathing out anything less than peace. And we'll do that again, breathing in peace, breathing out anything less than peace. Breathing in peace and breathing out anything less than peace. And call all of yourself into this moment right here, right now, and really drop down into your tailbone and pull up some of Mother Earth's energy and feel the support of what you're sitting or standing or lying upon, just also to feel that grounded sense. And then imagine to this infinite pillar of light coming down from the heavens that has no beginning and no end, but it kind of comes down around your body and moves into Mother Earth. And this is sort of like this healing slash activation chamber that we're activating for ourselves and as a group, and allow that pure white divine light to sort of enter into your body and all the way into your cells, just enlivening you, awakening you, connecting you. Yeah. And take another nice deep belly breath and kind of come fully into your body, all the way into your womb space, coming home now, coming home to where you are in this moment. And we're going to use our imagination to go through this visualization / activation and energy transmission, because I do energy work as we're doing all of this. So when you feel ready, imagine that you're walking down a cobblestone pathway and you're in the woods and you're on this pathway and you're enjoying the day and you're feeling the sun shine on your face. You're marveling at the beautiful green trees and you're listening with happiness as the birds chirp. And you're feeling excited to discover something new. You're on a discovery mission. And you're just allowing yourself to be very relaxed and very at ease as you walk into the forest, a little bit further and a little bit further. But you're definitely following a path, so you know that you're going somewhere. And as you walk a little bit more along that path, you come to an open field and you see a big stone castle. It's a big white stone castle in the distance, and it has a big door. And you are intrigued and almost like with magic, like you just think about it. Now you're just like in front of the door. And as you look at the door, what kind of door is in front of you? Is it a single door? Is it a double door? What is it made of? Is it wooden? Is it steel or some other material? And how big is this door compared to you? And what else do you notice about this door that is before you? And you also notice that there is a message, a little written message on this door. What does it say? What does that message say for you? And like a little bluebird comes and kind of chirps in your ear and reminds you that you're going to have to release some of the emotional baggage that you've been carrying to be able to enter into this magical castle and receive insight about the rest of your journey. And so you ask yourself, am I willing to let some of this emotional baggage go, some of this fear and doubt and disbelief and shame and grief and things like that that just seem to have been weighing you down? And really check in with yourself and ask, am I willing to let this go? And if you are willing, then say, will I let this go now? And if you get a yes, that's wonderful. If you get a no, then just ask, what would it take for me to let this go right now? And if I feel like I need to pick it up later, I can come and get it. Just whatever you need to do to be able to let it go at this particular moment. Good, 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 good. So when you feel ready to set that emotional baggage down, you can just imagine it's just kind of like bundled up in like a Santa's sack, and you just kind of put it down for the time being. And together we are going to call all of the power and energy back from all of the places that you've been giving your power away to fear, doubt, and uncertainty. Calling that back into your being now. And take a nice deep breath and breathe in, calling that energy and power back to your body. It's like fuel for the journey. And take a nice deep inhale as you call all of that back now. And now you should be feeling, you know, excited to enter and to see what you're about to discover. So just really open and allow yourself to feel safe opening this new door. So as you begin to open the door, you notice that it is unlocked. So you go on through. As you walk in this door, you admire beautiful, luxurious surroundings. It's very opulent here. Perhaps you see some paintings on the wall or an elegant staircase that leads upstairs. As you turn a corner, you come upon a banquet hall that is just teeming with people, and there's a delicious table, a feast that's been set out. And you notice that there's just amazing different foods, everything you can imagine. And you walk over and you partake of a piece of fruit, you know, and so you go and you bite into this delicious piece of fruit. Maybe it's a strawberry or a peach, an apricot, and you just notice that, you know, after taking this incredible bite, that it's the best thing you've ever tasted. It just tastes really good. So your senses are really alive, and you're really allowing yourself to enjoy the sensual pleasure of eating and life, even. And then you hear music, and you hear laughter, and you hear all this, you know, celebrating going on, and people are really joyous. And all of a sudden, you're delighted to realize that the party is actually for you. People are here celebrating your victory, for choosing to let go of what you have outgrown, for choosing to activate your courage and to step into the unknown. Like, ha! They made it, right? So as you walk forward into this big area where the people are, there's just an outpouring of applause and cheers as you look around in amazement at your friends and family, and even your angelic guides are here, that this party is for you. You've opened the door to celebrating you and celebrating your journey. And feel what that feels like. Feel it in your body. Someone walks by, a porter walks by with champagne glasses. You take a champagne glass and you enjoy the bubbly sensation as you relish that this is really happening. That after a long journey, the journey of looking and overcoming and all the things that it took to get here, that you made it, despite all the setbacks, all the challenges, and the hardships, you persisted. And now you see that it was so worthwhile. And you really just smile and soak in this feeling of being seen, heard, and celebrated. And you notice how good this feels. And now a butler guides you to the head of a long table. As you approach the seat of honor, you're already feeling different, like a transformation has occurred at the cellular level, and you're sort of having like a remembrance of like, oh yeah, this is how I'm supposed to feel. I'm supposed to feel celebrated. And I'm supposed to feel that, yes, I can be a victor in my own life. And you have chosen to be your true self. You know, there's such pride, healthy pride, that you're choosing to follow your true path in life. And before you sit down, you see that there's one more surprise. But in a way, you sort of knew the surprise was going to happen at some point. But as you're standing up and you're just kind of taking it all in, this beautiful, beautiful angel wearing gold and sapphire colored robes. They come before you and they walk towards you holding a bejeweled and silver crown of sapphires, rubies, and amethysts. The angel stands before you and with a graceful movement places this crown, a symbol of your royalty, a symbol of you being a child of the Most High, a child of the Creator, a symbol that you have infinite divine worth, a reminder that you've always been protected and guided along every scary point along that journey in the dark forest. And as you just, you feel humbled, but you also feel full of grace at this moment. As they place this crown on your head, I want you to take a nice deep breath and really let this in. Really receive it. Feel it all the way in your body. Let this feeling of love and cherishment radiate down from your head all the way into your toes and beyond, grounding this feeling of worth, this feeling of divine worth, and being cherished. Now you feel ready to sit and really sit into your throne, into this big chair. It feels like a throne. It's a seat of honor. And feel what that feels like to be completely sovereign, to feel like in that moment I'm taking on, I am sovereign. And a sovereign being has the capability and the confidence and the courage to meet their goals and to reach beyond what other people could not dare to do. And they're sovereign because they believe in themselves and they know that they have more support in the unseen world. Oh, good. And now, what is the first action that you want to take that's going to move you forward on your path of destiny? And allow this to be something you can do specifically this week. So what will that first official order or action be this week? And when you get that answer, just make a mental note. And you begin to smile with a glint of knowing in your eye. You're remembering now that every moment is a potential new doorway with infinite possibilities available for you to choose. That at any moment, you now remember that you can choose a new door to walk through at any moment. And through opening those doors that you have access to, lots and lots of different possibilities for your life. And there's like there's a switch for remembering this when you forget. So I need you to find that switch inside your system right now. Could be in your head, your heart, or somewhere else in your body. But it's like an on switch to, I have choice. I have choice. It's my greatest power. Even the angels don't have the power of choice, but I have choice. And to breathe that in, to remember that anytime you forget that you have a choice, if your life's not working the way you want it to, or you know you can make it better, all you have to do is choose. And you can flip that switch to on any time that you need to. There are infinite possibilities, infinite doorways, infinite dimensions. And remember, too, here, we're bringing this in, I'm getting this from the guides, you have a choice in how you feel. You have a choice to move higher in your emotional scale. If you feel stuck in anger, shame, or grief, you have choice to move up to neutrality or willingness. You have choice to feel better. We're not saying not to feel your feelings. We're saying allow the feeling to come in and then say, and now what do I choose? How do I choose to feel now? And you have choice to do the things that allow you to feel better more often. This is the highest choice that humans can have. And their human mastery is their emotional mastery, learning to remember that you have choice on how you feel. Now, if there's anything else that you need to know or understand about you being sovereign, you enacting your power of choice, or moving forward in any way, I'm going to go silent and give you a moment to get that from your own guidance. All right. Just remember, you can go back into this or replay this later and get more information or guidance. So start to come back to the present moment by shrugging your shoulders, wiggling your toes and feet. I would encourage you to get a grounding ornament, for lack of a word, or thing, to ground in a feeling of sovereignty. If you happen to have a crown or something you could put on your head, that would be great. Or it could be a pin that you put on your shirt. It could be a rock. It could be something like that. But anything that will help you take this energy that we just entered into, take it with you through the rest of the week so you can continue to acclimate to feeling this way. That would be an excellent thing to do. And I know if you're listening to this call, either live or on the replay, that you know that there's a big difference between living from your heart and just living. And it affects everything in your life. It permeates every experience that you have and how your life looks and feels. And having a spiritual community and a personal mentor is the key. It's the absolute key to keep walking the path once you've opened up a new door to destiny. A lot of us, you know, fall off the path because we try to go it alone. But it's really through community and having a mentor by our side that we can get the furthest fastest. So if you are resonating with me or what I'm sharing, I have opened up 3 complimentary breakthrough sessions. You would need to email me this week, success@CoachMichelleCasto.com to find out about those. But what I want to do say is to recap what we have experienced tonight is that you have made it. You have come out of the dark woods. You are on the other side of this gateway. We are in a new light. This is our time moving forward into 2018. I am asking the realm and the host of all the angels and creator to really give the light workers ease and grace moving forward along their path as we begin to step into who we are and what we're truly born to do. I'm asking that we come together, that we find each other, and that we support each other. And I thank you for showing up tonight, and I'm going to leave you all in silence as we are complete.